Task 4. You are watching a cookery program about making a dessert. As you listen, arrange the pictures below in the correct sequence. Write the numbers 1 to 6 in the boxes. Welcome to Master Cook. Today, Tony Trappiani will be showing us how to make a delicious mango pudding. Welcome, Tony.
Hi, thanks very much. It's great to be here.
So, tell us a little about this dish.
Well, it's a quick and easy dessert that doesn't require any cooking and keeps the great taste of fresh mangoes.
That sounds great. So, how do we make it?
First, you take 2 medium fresh mangoes and dice them. There should be about 500 grams when you've finished dicing.
Okay.
Next, put a cup of hot water in a large bowl and dissolve the jelly powder into it.
Do we need to stir it?
Yes. Make sure that there are no lumps left before you cool the mixture with a cup of cold water.
Can we use ice as well?
Sure. Just make sure that the ice all melts before the next step.
Right.
Then we add 12 ounces of evaporated milk and stir well. At this point, the mixture needs to be smooth with no jelly powder or ice anywhere.
Okay. We don't want lumpy pudding.
After that, just transfer the mango cubes to the mixture and stir so that they are spread out evenly.
Can we eat it now?
Well, we're not really done yet, although the mixture does taste great by itself. Here, try some.
That's good. So what's next?
Finally, pour the mixture into a pudding mold and put it in the refrigerator to set. In about 2 hours, it's ready to serve.
Well, that is a pretty easy dessert, and it tastes great. Thanks for sharing with us today, Tony.
My pleasure. I hope everyone enjoys this quick and easy mango pudding recipe as much as I do.